such a difference.
People do sit about the rest of the side.
Yes.
The way he was able to be miyashir the seer of the Gemara and the Rami. Yeah, I just have to write it in my notebook. I had to reread it. Ella.
Ella,
this is also a new innovation. Lach a second. Yeah, this is a big town. So what's it the Rebbe's MP3?
In Kamiya.
Did the Zafkin on the internet on Thursday?
I don't know. Who is that guy?
What do I say?
For the car? Do they have a thing?
For the car, that's in there.
Do they have a thing that can flip her over?
Both of them there.
Okay. You gotta find the guy who's gonna do it on Tuesday. Yeah, I have to see where I'm gonna get the tapes.
Okay. Shalom. Okay. Today, Be'ez Hashem, is the first Sunday of our Zman and the first Sunday of the new Halacha Shiurim. And we'll label them separately. We'll call it S1. Sunday, first year, next week, Be'ez Hashem, S2, S3, etc. And we'll do Chazara on that when Chazara time comes. We'll do Chazara on this as well. And as I told you, I'm always open to hearing suggestions, which I have heard from some people. And I think the way it's going to be is this week is going Bez Hashem Pasa Baal Bekistin. Next week, Kiddush Mokum Suda. I think the third week will be about Shinoi Mokum. Right, that's the question, whether you start eating in one place and then you change places. And after that, we'll see where we'll go. Okay. Lechem. Hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. You heard of that? What is the definition of the word lechem? Pas lechem. So I'd like to enlighten you that lechem al kidin is not necessarily bread. If you think that lechem al kidin is bread, it's not true. You're going through your life with a myth. The definition of lechem is bread, so that's why you came today to yeshiva to learn not so. So what is the definition of lechem? It's not bread, what is it? Yeah. Oh, so we're going to see in the Shulchan Aruch here two opinions what lechem is. And really, this halacha really requires its own packet. This first page could be a whole packet on its own run. But, says the Shulchan Aruch, Achilu dover shibli losu oma, o vishlo o tigno ein dover ale amot. Now we know there are two types of doughs. Is the Livosa Raka and Livosa Ava. The Livosa Raka is what? A thin batter. Like when you make cookies, right? The batter pours, right? When your mother makes cookies, the batter pours, right? That's the Livosa Raka. Then there's the Livosa Ava when you make challah.
Shulchan Aruch says, "Achlilu dover shabilosu ova." Even if you have a thick dough, in vishlo of tigno, and then you took the thick dough and you what? And you cook in water. What cook means? You take the pot and put water in, and then you put the dough in. Let's say it's cooked. And pig dough means you fry. You take the frying pan and you put the dough. So it's a thick dough, but you what? Because you fried it or cooked it. A mevar ala hamotzi. You don't make hamotzi. Afiliyesh ala turisa ben hama. Even if it looks like bread. We have fimu nischayim b'chala, and even though in nischayim b'chala, the birkas hamotzi einu holach ella achar shas afim. So the mechaber tells us a chiddush here, and the chiddush is like this, that the definition of lechem for the purpose of the bracha of hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz is what? Something that is baked. Something that is baked. The definition of lechem to make hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, for it to be lechem, it has to be what? Baked. If it's not baked, it's not lechem, even though it's a thick dough. Because normally, how do you make what we call challah? You take a thick dough and you bake it. So the question is, which of the two things makes it to be hamotzi lechem in art? Is the fact that it's thick dough, or is the fact that it's baked? So the answer is, according to the first opinion of the chaver, it has to be baked. If it's not baked, it's not lechem. It's not lechem. Let's give an example. So then what? What comes out? If you say cookies are baked, right? So, well, what's not baked? What's a famous thing that's not baked? Donuts, sukkariyot. That is not lechem. That is not lechem. Sukkariyot are not lechem. Cookies are potentially lechem. Oh, so how come if I take a cookie, I don't make a mozi lechem in ours? I make a bori mini mazos. So that's what we have the rest of the shiur for. But anything that's baked is in that category of lechem. If it's not baked, now sufganiyot, what kind of dough is sufganiyot? No, what kind of dough is it? A thick dough or a thin dough? Thin. So it's thin, but it's not baked. Cookies are thin dough, but they are baked. So in order for something to be called lechem, you have, says the mechaber, the shas afiyah is what's important. V'yesh cholkim, ואומרים דכל שתחילוס האיסא אבו, שאפילו ריחו אחר כך במים ועשה סופקנין ובישלו במים, או תגדה בשם וברך להם המות. And the other opinion says no. The other opinion, and again, this is a whole big machlokas we've shown him, and this whole, this sif itself requires, you know, a whole hour and a half year in the Tomer. Okay, so we're not going to have that. But the other opinion says no. That the definition of lechem is lilosa ova. In other words, if you have a thick dough, and you fried it, and you made a type of bread. I don't know if we have such a food item in our society. society today of the thick dough that's fried?
I don't know, you tell me. I don't know then.
What? A thick dough that's fried, yeah?
Sometimes I don't think
so. Dough?
Like Zeppelis, which I think is sort of sub.
The Zeppelis. Do you get them across the street?
What? The
pizza store that
was
in. Antina. You can get Antina. £5 probably also. Okay, so.
Dumplings.
What?
Dumplings.
The thick dough and the fried. Yes. Okay, so the second opinion Shulchan Aruch says. The chol shekhilosa isa ava, afil lichachar mayim, asa sukkini and bishlo b'mayim, afil lichachar mayim, afil lichachar mayim, says the Ramah, the novel lahokel. So the minig is lahokel, meaning what? What does it mean the minig is lahokel? That we don't treat it as a motzi unless it's a fear. So the minig is to be mekel, meaning that it's not, nothing can be get the bracha of a motzi unless it's next. Even if it's a thick dough, it will not have a motzi unless it's upward. So in the second opinion, Shulchan Aruch says that as long as it's a thick dough, it's a motzi, even if it's mezugah, not all b'hokar. Okay? So then for us, what's the crucial thing for lechem? What? One word? Afia. That's what's crucial. Afia. Oh, but then there's another thing. Then the Machaber says, Yerei Shemayim Yotzei Yidei Shneim Lo Yochal El Yidei Sheyivarach Al Lechem Achir Tchila. And Yerei Shemayim should, you see, because according to the first opinion, if you have the thick dough that was fried, you would just make a Barim Yerei Mezonos. Right? Yerei Shemayim should make a more, but according to the second opinion, it's hamotzi, the thick dough that was fried. So make a bracha on real bread that you don't have a suffer. So for the bracha of hamotzi lechem in the arts, so the pasuk says you need what? A fee. Now there's another thing. Says Ramah, Hago kol ze lo mayri ela b'tisle la'achar fee Torah lechem. Avali leis beit Torah lechem kigom lokshin shekorim belaz vir maizlech l'kuli alma im v'vrochem lehamos. Oh. So what is he saying over here? Now he's telling you another halacha. That it's not enough that it has an afia, but what else do you need? Torah lechem, suras halechem. So what has suras halechem? And what doesn't? So he says, lokshin. What's lotla? Noodles. Right. In other words, stringy things, stringy noodles. Now, noodles are cooked, right? Do you have baked noodles? Do you have a baked noodle? But even if you have a baked noodle, it still is not called lamb. Why? Because it doesn't have, as the way the Sefer says, a loaf shape. That's what it means, Suras Bahas. It's a loaf shape. It's not a stringy thing. It's a loaf. So, a cookie is a loaf. Right? A cookie is a loaf. A piece of cake is a loaf. That's Suras. A cookie doesn't look like bread. But it's still called Suras Halechem because it's a loaf. It's not a stringy thing like noodles. So we come from this din Shulchan Aruch that in order to qualify for something to be lechem, for the bracha of a motzi lechem in Aretz, you have to fulfill two criteria. Number one, it has to be baked. And number two, it has to have Suras Achas. And Suras Achas means that it's a loaf shape. Oh. So now that we know this, so the question at hand is, so how come
eat a cookie, you should make a motzi lechem in aretz with a cookie. Or you had that the Danish this morning. If you had the Danish this morning, so you made a mezonos, right? Why did you make hamotzi on that Danish? That's the next thing that we have to understand. Okay? So let's now learn the Gemara in Brachos. Gemara in Brachos, page 3, in Mendez and Aleph, says the following. Rav Huna Ochal Tlesa Rifti Bnei Tlasa Tlasa Bekava Velo Beirich. What did Rav Huna do? Let's see Rashi. Second line. Rav Huna Ochal Tlesa Rifti. Tlesa means he ate 13 loaves. 13 loaves of Pasa Baba Kisna. 13 pieces of cake. He was at a kiddush and he was a shtickel hungry. So he ate 13 pieces of cake. And pasa baba kisna. Lo beir chacharav, meaning he didn't bench afterwards. So what did they say to him? Amalei Rav Nachman ade kachna. Rashi, ade elu. Kolomai, elu lera oven nechlu. He says, you must have been pretty hungry. You were so hungry, you filled yourself. You should have made a bracha, meaning benching. So the Gemara tells us the chiddush over here. That by Pasa Baba Kisnan, now so far we didn't explain what Pasa Baba Kisnan is, but in order for something to be passed, has to be what? Well, we know till now it has to be baked and it can't be streamed. So this rabbi, he ate something that was baked and wasn't streamed, and he ate a lot of it. I mean, he ate 13 loaves. So here the Gemara says that if you kovei a suda on Pasa Baba Kisnin, so then you have to make hamotzi and birkas hamotzi. So what we're told here is that even though the definition of pas, as we said before, is something that's baked and not stringy, baked but not stringy, but still, so then what things that are baked and not stringy are a piece of bread is baked and not stringy. And also what? Cookies are baked and not stringy. But yet now we're making another subdivision. And we're saying that even though you met the first cup, in other words, Sukkariot didn't meet the first cup. Sukkariot got disqualified in the first round because it's not baked. So it's a mind. Sukkariot will never make a motion of Sukkariot. You could eat and you will still not make hamotzi because it's not baked, according to the opinion that you need baked. So here, we say that even if you made the first cut, and you are baked, and you are what? You're not stringy, still, you won't necessarily make hamotzi automatically. Now we have two categories. We have what's called pas gomor and pasa baba kisna. If something that's pas gomor, regular bread, that's going to make hamotzi right away, even if you eat a very little amount. You're going to make hamotzi. And if you eat a kazayis, you'll make birkas hamotzi. That's a lot on pas one last gomer. But then we have another category called pas habor bekisnin. And pas habor bekisnin, even though it's baked and it's not stringy, but there's something different about it. In other words, it made the first cut. It made the first cut. It's not baked and it's not stringy. So it made that first cut. But yet what? It's still a different category than pas gomer because it's different. How so? We'll see. It's different. It's different. So since it's different, you'll only make hamotzi if you eat a lot. You komei asuda. You see, on regular bread, you're going to make hamotzi even in a little bit, even if you're not komei asuda. But on pas habor bekisnin, since it's different, I'm going to explain how. It's different. So since it's different, it's what? It's going to be what? It's only going to be hamotzi when you kovei a soup. Yeah.
Maybe he didn't make a bracha korona because it doesn't say like the time that he was eating it, and like maybe he ate like 2 pieces now and then 2 pieces later.
Yeah, my impression is that he was really, you know, in the kiddush he was doing a major operation, you know. Then the Gemara continues. Rabbi Yehuda have a osik le lebrei. Rabbi Yehuda made a chuppah for his son. So they had a wedding. Bei Rabbi Yehuda bar Chaviva. I saw from my pasuk baba kistin. So they were serving, you know, some cake, maybe at the shmorg or something. They were serving some cake. The asher shaminu de kam varchei hamotzi. So they heard him. So he was planning to eat a lot of it. So he made hamotzi. So Amar Lu, my tzitzi, the kashaman. What's this tzadi? You know, motzi. I heard the tzi, motzi. You know, you made a motzi on mizanos. So Dilma hamotzi lechem and arkham v'chamar chisu. So he says, you're right, I did. Amar Lu, in the tani ramuna omar mishum rabbi Yehuda, pasa baba kisnim v'vachem ala motzi. And that's what I did. So, the question that we have to deal with is why is pas habor bekisnin? What is the difference between pas habor bekisnin and other and pas gomer? What would you say? What's the difference? That's so. I mean, you can have pita bread that's very thin, right? And you can have. You feel?
Pascal would be the main part of the meal itself, whereas Pascal Baba Kishin is generally not a meal. It's usually a side dish.
Okay, you're on the right track. Go. Okay. Now, Rabbi said there are three shitas in Rishonim who explain how pas habor bekisnin is different than pas gomer. Three shitas. Shita number one is shitas Rashi on Mem Aleph on the base of page 3 in the packet. take a look. Pasuk Bar Bikisin Lachar Achila. Birkas Amozon Yerugim Lavi Kisin. That after the meal, they would bring kisne. Hem klayos lefisha yofim lelev, then read him ba'alma, hani kisne demala libo. Mevim imam paschen ilosha in tavlin, ke'en ovelish, shalonov, yesh osim kimin tziporim ve'ilonos ve'ochlim mehem dover muat. Tel shenosnim bo tavlin harbe, ve'egozim ushkedim, u'machol muat lo hitinu abrocha me'en gimel. They put egozim ushkedim. In other words, like this. You take a dough, take a regular dough, right? So instead of taking the regular dough and just putting it in the oven and baking it, you put what? You put stuff on it. You put nuts on it. You can put cheese on it. And you bake the dough with additives. And so the dough is like a pocket. It's like a pocket. Like a humintash. Right? Well, you take a piece of dough. And you don't just put the dough in the oven, but you put macaroons, you put prunes, apricot, whatever you put, and then you bake it. So it's different than bread. With bread, you just take the dough, and put yeast on, and then you put it in the... Here, you put an additive on top of the dough. That is known to be Shita's Rashi. Oh, 1 second. You're asking well? Okay? There's Shita's Rashi. Let's see Shita's. The second Shita is a Shita of the Rambam. On page 4. Says the Rambam, Paragimo, Halacha Tes, V'chein Isa, Shalosha b'dvash o'shem and o'cholov o'ir b'minei tavlin v'afav y'nikras pas abob b'kisnin alfa v'yishu pas v'varach ala bari mini mezonos in public tudoso v'varach ala moshi. So what is this? What is the Rambam saying? How is it different than what we said before? The shita that we said before? What? To what?
It's a neutral liquid.
Yeah, Ellie?
When you're making the dough,
oh, excellent. So Ellie's saying like this. In contrast to the first sheet that we said, where the dough was a regular dough, a regular plain dough, flour and water, you made a plain dough, and then after when you made the dough, then you put the prunes and the apricots and the cheese and the whatever. But here, the Rambam Shita is the one that in the actual formation of the dough, instead of the normal way of making a dough is taking flour and water and making a dough, what you did over here is you put what? Fruit juice in, you put oil in, you put, right, milk in. So you made the dough. The actual formation of the dough was made in a different way than it's normally made. Normally it's just flour and water. Here you made what? You put other things, either in addition to the water or instead of the water, and other delicious liquids of shemen, milk, kvash, in the actual formation of the dough. Like when you're making a chocolate cake, right? When the dough is not a regular dough, right? It's all types of sugar and cocoa and all these things are in the actual dough. So the name of that's pas haba the kistin according to the Rambam. Okay, the first sheet, the Rashi sheet, is possible because the dough was regular. Just later on, you put the shkedim in. Here, the actual formation of the dough was different. Okay, so these are two opinions in what possible because this. Before, I'm sorry.
Is this the source for mezonos rolls?
Yeah, we're gonna get the mezonos rolls. Nolan, you look perturbed. Yeah, so... We'll see. Okay, that's the second shita. The third shita is on page 5. It's quoted in the Beis Yosef. Look at the second arrow. Hirashi, Perish, Pashi, Niloshim, Pavlin, Harbe, that goes in Mishkedim. The Orach Perish Ode, B'Shem Rabbeinu Hai.
The third Shita is going to be the Shita of Rabbeinu Hai.
What is the Shita of Rabbeinu Hai?
Hachim, Yivesh. Dry cracks, says Rav.
In other words, basically, you didn't do anything. You didn't put anything into the formation of the dough. You didn't even put anything onto the dough later. What we did was, when you baked it in a way that was like brittle crackers, like matzah. It's brittle. It's like a cracker or a matzah or something like that. It's not soft like bread or like a cookie or like a piece of cake. It's like a pretzel or like a cracker or like a matzah. That's kachim yevesh. So, these are three opinions. Shita's Rashi, Shita's Rambam, and Shita's Rabbeinu Hai. Again, Shita's Rashi is that the dough was regular and you just added something afterwards. Right? Shita's what? Rambam is that what? You made the dough different. Shita's Rabbeinu Hai is you made it brittle. Like a matzah, cracker, or a pretzel. No. What do you say? Now, the question that has to be addressed, many questions have to be addressed, is, so if I hold like Rashi, what do I say about the Rambam and Rapat? If I say like the Rambam, what do I say about Rashi and Rabbeinu Hai? If I hold like Rapat, what do I say about Rashi and Rambam? Regular. What do you mean regular? Talk about business. Whereas Rambam Shita is that you change the actual dough. So what would the, and therefore what's the din? If you eat a little bit, whatever pasa babakistan is, Rabosai, if you eat a little bit, it's going to be a mozi, and if you tovei asuda, it's going to be like, if you eat a little bit, it's a donus, and if you tovei asuda, it's a mozi. Right? And drink is a mozi. So whatever, in other words, according to Rashi, pasa babakistan is what he said pasa babakistan is. So therefore, if you eat a little bit, you make the zonas, and if you eat a lot, it's going to be a mozi. Regular bread, that's not possible for kids, then you can eat a little, it's a mozi.
According to the high,
let's say it's a piece of toast.
Yeah, so one second, wait, before you get there. So let's just give modern day examples of Rashi, of Rambam, and Rav Hai. Okay? What would be a modern day example of Rashi? What? Pizza. Right? That would be a modern day example of Rashi. Because you're making a regular dough, but you what? You're just adding onto the dough before you bake it. What you add on after you bake is irrelevant. In other words, if you make grilled cheese, so there, the bread was already baked. You're putting the cheese on afterwards. So that's not possible, because that was pasgomer. Well, what we say, according to Rashi, is that you baked it with the shkeder. So you baked it with the cheese. That's pizza. And what's the modern day? So that would be pizza. L'chora would be the modern day example of Shitas Rashi. And what would, and therefore it should come out according to Shitas Rashi, what? That if you eat a little bit of pizza, it will be mazonas, but if you eat a lot, it will be amotzi. Now, what's the modern day example of Rambam? It's cake. Chocolate cake, or other cake. If so, it will come out, if you eat a little bit, it will be what? Amotzi, mazonas. If you eat a lot, amotzi. And what's the third example? Crackers. Matzah. Pretzels. Right, in other words, Rashi could agree to the Rambam. Because the big question is, see, some achronim say that each Rishon argues with the other, and Rashi would say about the Rambam and Rav Hai, what would he say? Regular bread, not regular mazonos. There was some achronim learned that each Rishon is arguing with the other one, so he says, my shita is what's possible to taste them. What you said, that's pasgomer. So you make a mozi even a little bit. Like Rashi would say, if I go on the masa, that's pasgomer. And if I go, it could be each one is arguing, but I don't think that's the case. Right, maybe. Right. In other words, if you're saying that there's a specific requirement of what possible the kistin is, and each Rishon gave his requirement, that means that according to the Rambam, according to Rashi, maybe cake is hamotzi lechem and aretz even a little bit. And according to the Rambam, pizza is hamotzi even a little bit. And according to Rambam and Rashi, pretzel is hamotzi lechem and aretz even a little bit. But let's focus here. Now we know most of our challahs are what that we have egg challahs. So if it's egg challahs, so what should it be? That should be according to Rambam, so there should be mazonos. Right? If you just eat. And again, Rabosa, we still have not yet defined what it means, Koveya Suda. We have not defined that. We just use that as a very blurry term, Koveya Suda. We haven't defined it. So let me ask you a question. So how come on Ed Chalas we assume that's a motzi? Okay? Right, we assume that's hamotzi. And matzah, we also assume it's hamotzi. And in Shulchan Aruch, Rabosai, you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, all these three shitas are quoted. Page 7. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Samaches, Zivog, Tasa Baba Kisman, Baruch Alei Abori, Minim Zonos, Baruch Rav, Baruch Amein Sholosh, etc. And then, he says, on page 8, Sivzai, Tasa Baba Kisman, Yesh Mepharshim, he quotes you all the three sheikahs. Yesh Mepharshim, Pasha also Kimin Kisim, Shemalim, also on Devasho Sukkah. That goes in Mishkegim, Sheikahs Rashi, Hemi Kroim Rushkulis. Like the Rambam. The halacha kidivrei kulam. The Machaber says the halacha kidivrei kulam. Shall call Abel hadvarim nosim lehemdinim shahamarim lepas above kisim. That the halacha is like all of them. So all these three things we treat like pas above kisim. But with all the sheikhs, the Machaber Paschal, we Paschal like all three of the sheikhs. So that means we hold that. So what does it mean? If something's Paschal Baba Kistin, then you get all, if you eat a little, it's Bazonas, if you eat a lot, it's Amos. It's not like Paschal Baba, where even if you eat a little, it's Amos. So we treat all these things as what? Paschal Baba Kistin. So let me ask you a question. So then what about our Echala? How come our Echala? We make hamotzi. What about matzah? What problem do you make with matzah? Hamotzi. Ah, but it should be mezonos, because what? According to the chaylo. So what's going on here? Our advice.
Where's the thick dough and thin dough
play? Well, the thick dough and the thin dough, as far as we're concerned, is not going to play a role, because we're assuming that the afiyah is what's important. It's only according to the opinion that the afiyah is not important, so then if it's a thick dough, it's going to be a motzi, even though there was not an afiyah. But we are assuming that the afiyah is what's important. So then, what's going on? Elliot, Gil Star, from here. Well, the Mechaber says we pass them like all three. No, because the Mechaber says the halacha is like all of them. No, so the Mechaber is saying that we assume that each one, we're going to hold from each one, and we're going to treat it like pasa baba kistin. Well, let me give you the key to the sugya. Okay? Till now, you should be confused. If you're not confused, then it's not good. You should be confused at this point. Now I'm going to open up the door of the light.
Now you'll see the light. Okay? Ready for the light?
Okay. This is the door. Take a look in the Beis Yosef on page 5. And after you see this Beis Yosef, and then you see the, look, Hilchah, top line. Al korcha lomar, delav amidi demikri lechem tal yinosa, el lokovu chachamim levarcham botzi v'sholosh brachos, afilu bekazayis, ela belechem shederach b'nei odim lekvo Allah. Tani isa shinon loshu b'mayim levad, v'lishum taruvas. Havakosh yesh v'shum taruvas mei peiros, or mitavlin, and says like this. Let me tell you. Listen carefully.
We started off the shir by saying, for something to be lechem, to be pas, you have to have two things. Baked and not steamed. Okay? Then, all of a sudden, we discriminate against cookies. Where are the cookies? Right for cookies. They're discriminating. Cookies are being discriminated against. They're not getting hamotzi, unless you eat a lot of them. But they meet the qualification of baked and not stringy. The cookies are being discriminated against. at the screen and he gets cookies. So what's the yisod? The yisod is, Rabosar, that, you see, hamotzi lechem na'aretz, even though, really, cookies are lechem. And then Rosh Hashanah always points out, do you see the raya, that the cookies, is a big challah, it's lechem, because it's baked. According to the first opinion, according to the second opinion, okay, it's baked. So we assume something that's baked is lechem. But the yisod is that Chachamim only made the bracha of hamotzi lechem in the aretz on a baked product that's normally eaten as a meal, and not as a snack. So any baked product, so the definition of hasava bekisnin is not, the point is, it's not only the physical descriptions that we said above. You see, the physical description is not so really the important point. Physical description is just symbolic that if you have these physical descriptions, mistama, it's not going to be eaten normally as a meal. That's what the Beis Yosef is telling us. That the yisod, that pasa baba kisnin, the reason why we discriminate against pasa baba kisnin is because pasa baba kisnin is normally not eaten as a meal. So these are just different examples of things that you did to the dough or to the top of the dough or to make it that you wouldn't normally eat as a meal. But what if something has the physical description, but it's still normally eaten as a meal? Then it won't be pasah baba kisnin. Because the definition, as the Beis Yosef says, is that Chachamim were only mechayiv. The only mechayiv hamotzi on something that's lechem, that's normally what? Eaten as a meal. But something that's lechem, that's not normally eaten as a meal, that's called a pasah baba kisnin. Now why wouldn't it be not normally eaten as a meal? Because you did something to it. What? Now you don't have to say that necessarily. You see, my opinion is that the shittas we show them are not arguing. Because you never see in any Rishon that says, I'm not like the other Rishon. You don't get the impression they're arguing. They're just giving you different examples of something that is normally eaten as a snack. Because you add this in it, you add that in it. And if you'll take a look at both sides, this is a key thing in page 6. This is the Maisa Nisim Haggadah. It was out of print for a long time. In the Nesivos. The Nesivos wrote a Haggadah. Famous Haggadah of the Nesivos. For years it was out of print, and it was printed in the Otsar Tfilos. But in the back, he has Halachas, and this was not printed in the Otsar Tfilos. So this you need the Haggadah. And he says like this. And it's similar to what the Beis Yosef said. Even the Rashi Pasha Pasa Baba Kisnin, you only eat what? A little bit. Because you eat it as a snack. That's what Rashi says, if you take a look. Near Mizek, you see from this Iker Tan of Kur Pasa Baba Kisnin, whom you should be Kaven Dal Paskazu, Ain Rigilum with Boala. That the reason of Pasa Baba Kisnin that it's different than anything else is that pasah baba kisnin is not rogiel to eat as a meal. Lo choshev l'varach alav hamotzeh gimel brachos. Ulufi zeh, says the Nesivos, hakol toloi b'reos einei hamoyim. In other words, the poisik, the rav, asks the paskin, what's the metzias in this generation? Is this something? It's not like these things are halachal emotion. We see night after this surah is pasah baba kisnin. What's the metzias? In other words, these physical descriptions are only symptomatic of what? Of what something that is rogiel versus not rogiel. So so in the time of the Rambam, in the time of, if you put something in, it wasn't rubber, and it didn't change. Right? You don't, like, cake you don't eat as a meal. Cookies you don't eat as a meal. So therefore it has the status of pasta bobekis. But let's say egg challah. So egg challah, you say, well, you put something in, so it should be pasta bobekis according to Shita Rambam. No. Because it's, even though it meets the physical standard, but the physical standard is not what's important. It's only the physical standard is only significant is that if as a result of the physical change, therefore now you only eat it as a snack, then it gets the status of what? Pasabah b'kisra. But if, as a result of the physical change, you still eat it as a meal, so then the physical change was meaningless. So Mimela, now you understand why we make a motzi on what? On that challah, and why we make a motzi on matzah. Because of the, because we say that they're not pasul on the kisna, because what? They're normally eaten what? As a meal. Rav Avadi Yosef has a tshuva where he says that Sfardim should make mazonas during the year on matzah. So when he was here several years ago in the early 90s, so I discussed that with him. So he said he only wrote the tshuva to the yashiv the minna, but he himself holds that you make a motzi on matzah. And l'chora the svara is like what we're saying over here, because matzah is normally eaten as a meal. So therefore, even though matzah looks physically like shikas of ego, it's kachinivashim, but since it's normally eaten as a meal, memela, the fact that it's the physical change is irrelevant. So now, the big question, and this is the question of the generation, is pizza. So how does pizza fall in to this quandary? So what do you say? What? So tell me. Tell me. Based on everything we've said till now, where should pizza... where should pizza fall? Okay, you're the Posek Hador. You say. I mean, you don't have to, you know. What do you say? You're the Posek Hador. Daniel?
And since most people are convey a suda on pizza, it shouldn't make a difference whether they eat one slice or two slices of pizza wash, and they should make a motzi.
Is that true? Most pizzas... well... what? You see, Rabbi, let's say clearly. Those people that discuss, you know, that pizza is different. If you eat one slice, this, two slices, this, three slices, that, that's assuming it's a pasta barbekisna. So then, pasta barbekisna, you have to know how much you have to eat. But the question is, maybe it's not pasta barbekisna. Because if pizza is normally eaten as a meal, so then what? So then, the pshat is, it's passed over. It's like the egg collar. It's like the matzah.
The Russian, then. The Russian.
Yeah, but the point is, we explained that Rashi is not... it's not a halacha that you have to have the physical thing of Rashi. The deceivers explain. It's just that if you have the physical thing, then it's normally not going to be mikvah sudan. It's not so important. In other words,
it overrides Rashi. The meal part overrides.
Right. In other words, it's only the physical thing is because as a result of the physical thing, you only eat it as a snack. So that's the... so, and pizza could change also from time to time, from generation to generation. It can change. Yeah, what's your name again?
Baruch.
Baruch.
Okay. Does it have to be that the person is eating it from
The normal, right. So what is it normally, what's derech b'nei Adam?
No, Dolan, what is derech b'nei Adam?
So if the Metzius is, yeah.
I think that I'm guessing that a meal would include several elements to it. In other words, it's only one thing, and it's not a meal. And therefore, even if it's very filling, it would not count to a meal. Because a meal, by definition, has to have several
elements.
I would think most people buy pizza for their meal. For Balasudolas. Right?
One slice really does not fill
no, but the
average person.
No, but when most people buy slices, what do they buy? If most people buy one slice, or they buy two slices?
You have one slice, and that's just
no, no. But once most people buy two, so then, it's eaten as a meal, and even if you buy one, it's pas. Yeah. No, but first we have to determine, is pizza possible in the case of those not? In other words, Ed Kala fit the physical criteria of being possible in the case of matzah, fit the physical criteria of being possible in the case of matzah. Yet we say it's not possible in the case of why? Because it's not there, it is there suga, it's not there kinua. Right? So the same thing.
Well,
yeah. So what people normally do is more. What? No, so people buy the rolls.
The fruit juice in it because it's still going to be still going to be hamotzi because we got through saying that the, like the Nesiva said and the Reis Yosef said, that the physical description is only significant if as a result of the physical description they're going to change the way you eat. Okay, so in terms of pizza, so there are Rabbanim that hold that you make hamotzi even on one slice, like Rabbi Willig and Rabbi Shech to hold that way because they hold it's not possible to kiss them. But, and you certainly could rely on that, you know, because it's, there are on that. But if you want to say that it's not, if you're not sure, if you're still not convinced that that's the Messias, so then you should only eat. So we need Kovei Asuda, and then we have to discuss now what's called Kovei Asuda. But when the question is, pizza fits the physical criteria of Pasa Baba Kisa, and then there's a din of Pashkita I didn't put in the packet, which is like pizza. When the Shulchan Aruch says to make Hamotzi, so the Mefarshim and the Shulchan Aruch ask, how can the Shulchan Aruch say Hamotzi? Isn't it Pasa Baba Kisa? So some say the Shulchan Aruch is only talking about with Kovei Asuda. And others say, no, that pizza is different because it's not a possible kissing, because it's there for Bola. So, I mean, you certainly, but the halacha could change. It's not like pizza has one halacha l'olam v'ed. You know, like, you know, Moshe said pizza is this, and that's the halacha l'olam v'ed, because it's not, it's what was noyhig in that particular zman, in that particular makom. Like the Nesiva says, hakol lefi ra'os eini hamora. It's not, but it's not only the physical, it's the, doesn't mean that it stayed, just like Rav Moshe matted an Erev 20 years ago, maybe there was a Shishim Rebo in that Mokum then. Doesn't mean that he, you know, he matted this Mokum. So they had to, doesn't mean that, you know what I mean? If you matted something, it's all, the Heter is only applicable if the Metzias didn't change. If the Metzias changed, then you don't have your Heter anymore necessarily.
So let's say, here by YU, a lot of people, you know, they're in a hurry to get the class or whatever, so they just grab one slice and then, and, you know, eat the slice and go. So that, here is only one slice. But let's say you have, like, a community, like Teaneck or Baltimore or wherever, you know, in Brooklyn, where guys...
You don't look at only at YU. It's very nice.
I'm saying, like,
you look at the whole city, the whole New York.
No, but it depends, like, on the, there's so, now there's so many...
If most people in New York buy pizza... for a meal, then even though you only had it as a snack, it's still hamotzi. Just like if you eat a piece of bread as a snack, it's still hamotzi because it's not pasa baba kisna, it's pas gomer. Once something, first you have to be koveya, is this pasa baba kisna or is it pas gomer? Once you koveya, and that's nikba based on what most people use this particular food item for. Cake! Most people eat cake as a snack. There might be a couple of Mishugoyim around who that's their whole meal. They go home for dinner and they take out a box of cake.
Yeah, but the role of,
so
the,
that's, that
the role of this area, let's say, you know, they have pizza as a snack. The role of like a let's say teenager where it's more family oriented, they have pizza as a meal. So
like here, one slice, you don't say these two blocks, these two universities.
But it's so blocks. It's like a whole, it's like a thousand people.
No, you say New York, all New York.
That's it. How do you sell for all New York?
That's
a million.
What?
Depends on the place.
You know, when they have time, you eat the heart.
Right, but here, the bottom line is they don't have time.
So, Ellie,
it's Russian, it's for sure a customer. I mean, when you compare, if you have to compare a piece of the company, is it a cookie or is it, you know, am I going to go now for, you know, some pop iggies or some time out? Or do you say, I'm going to go for a cookie or a, you know, like, you don't equate pizza with a cookie. It's right. Not, they're not even close to equating.
Right. And what about calzone?
For sure, meal. Yeah, meal.
It's a meal. Same thing. So even though calzone also meets the physical requirement, but it's normally eaten as a meal. So then it gets So now we're going to say we got. Here you feel.
In theory, let's say 10 years down the line, cake becomes very popular to have as a meal.
Then we would make hamotzi even on a little piece of cake. Right. If the diet, if the nutritionists one day wake up and say we should eat for dinner, we should eat cake, and that's what they decide, and then in the world, and that will be cake. So then cake will become hamotzi, even on the loop. If that would happen, probably now. Oh, okay. We'll see. Now, but there are certain things that are clearly pasabah b'kistin, right? Like crackers and cookies and cake and this and that. So the question is, how much do you have to eat in order to be koveya suda? What is called kviya suda? Oh. So there's a whole discussion. There are two shitas. There are two major shitas about this topic. Look here on the Chayyadam on page 9, but forget where I put the arrow. Go to the bottom line. Lachain. The first line begins Eilu. Lachain. In all called Mehan Kofos in the Dalai Basin. Yeshu, and Achron Shakos, the Gimel of Dalai Basin, who Shir Suda. So some, one sheet is the Gimel of Dalai Basin, who Shir Suda. So the way I used to grow up, that you had to eat 3 slices of pizza in order to make hamotzi, that was assuming that pizza is pasabah b'kistin. So pasabah b'kistin, so memele, then you have to be kovei suda. So what's kovei suda? So the first opinion says, gimel or dalet beis. And Rav Aaron Kotler once said, if you take rye bread, the middle slice, that's the beis. The middle slice of the rye bread is the beis. So gimel or dalet means you eat the amount of pasabah b'kistin of 3 or 4 slices of rye, of the middle slice rye bread. So that's the amount of cookies that you have to. So if you take a box of Tam Tams and you're schmoozing with your friend and you're nibbling away, and then by the end of your conversation you may see him on the box of Tam Tams. And he's still well enough to make a bracha. So then, if you knew you were going to do that meitara, you would have to wash your hands and peel your daim and make a motzi on the tam tams, on the cookies. If you're planning to go all out and eat that cake, right? Gimel or dalet beisin works. That's the first opinion. That gimel or dalet beisin is the shir kviya suda. Oh, but then, take a look on page 10. Molin Nehru. Chayim l'chatil yizor b'cha. It says, the Chayodom on page 10, the top line, Ach shamati mitek hodesh hagro. Wow. How many people could say that?
I heard to quote the Gro. Chayodom could say, I heard from the Gro. Children marry each other. I know them and grow. So probably at the
Indian. The Gro said Shalom Miralo. He doesn't
think that this is the Shir. Ella Moshe Kosov Singal Shibole Halekit, Shu Sudas Arab Vitzaraya. The Shir of Kviya Suda is Suda's Erev
Avokah. Oh, Erev Tzorayim. So what is that? What's the difference between Gimel Adarim Beitzim and Suda's Erev Avokah?
Suda's Erev Avokah means, say one day you come home
and your mother says she has nothing for dinner, the only thing she has is cookies.
So how many cookies would you have to eat till you're full? There is, every night you eat dinner, and after dinner I hope you're full. So that quantity of food
that fills you up is the shear for your soup. So is that more than give a little down basin? With in our generation? I mean, if you're hungry for dinner, would you be filled with four slices of rye bread?
Not even close. How many slices would you need?
Eight.
Eight. Slices, eight. And would you say that most people here?
Okay.
And Nolan has 12 with a Coke. Not with a Pepsi. Nolan will have 12 with a Coke. With a warm Coke. Better than a cold Pepsi for Nolan. Yeah. Right. My question is, you're right. How much do you need to fill you up? So, according to the Shita of Gimel Dalet Basin, so then, as long as you eat, so you eat the amount of cookies of Gimel Dalet Basin, 3-4 fry breads, then that can be a soup. But the gross sheet is that it's not correct. That the shear is the Sudhisar Mavoker, and the definition of Sudhisar Mavoker is what? Is the amount that it takes you to fill you up for your morning meal or for your evening meal. And that, the fellows say, is what would you say? The shear of Piyasud is not totally on you, it's totally on what most people. So how much is that? Well,
more.
It's not four slices. It's our vice says 8. Dolan says 12, and Slomnicki says.
We'll make it 10.
Chaim Dov Friedman says 10.
We'll make it 10.
He says 8. We'll make
it
10. What do you say? 8, 12. We have to go to,
That's how hungry I am.
The food sociologists, yeah. Yeah, where's Rosen? Where's Rosen when you need him? He's our food sociologist. Where's Rosen? He'll tell us. He gives me guidance in smorgasbords. Yeah, your first name again?
Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Which meal is, are we categorizing this at? Breakfast would be, if we're not probably.
The dinner. Dinner's our meal. Like in America, dinner's the meal. Dinner. Say dinner. The Ellie Cole, Shlita?
In Israel, it might be the big meal that
was just quite
lunch.
Yeah, so 1 second. And so the source of this, of the Vilna Gaon, is the Shibboleth HaLeket on page 11. Shibboleth HaLeket says, Perishu this keva, heishi rev avigdako and tzedek. The Rav Binyamin, who creates through the Mura Bakuva Dar, Rahmanic Pasham of the Kiskun, who sues Haboke of the Erev. Bakuki Akhil, who are Kroiba Alma, Rahlem, Bor Minim Zonos.
Okay, so the two sheikhs in what we assume is the Gimel Dal Basin. And, so if you hold up the building, if you would say pizza is Pasham of the Kiskun, we pointed out that maybe it's not possible to kiss them, therefore you'd make it a lot. But how many slices of pizza would be comparable to rye bread to fill you up? Two pieces, how many rye breads? Two pieces is like 5.
4 slices. Yeah, so probably 4 slices.
Right. So if you hold that piece of pasta above a kitchen, it's not so kosher. So most people would need. But when people go out to dinner and they go get pizza, how many slices do most people get?
Two.
Says Rabelski told Rabbi Harari. Rabelski was of the opinion that pizza is pasta above a kitchen, so therefore he held that two. But on one you make a mazonos, and two you. And that was Rav Moshe Shita. Rav Moshe's opinion was that pizza was possible to kiss them. And Rav Dov Feinstein also, his opinion was that, but there's a good svara to say not that way, that it's not possible to kiss at all. So if you want to get out of the machlokes, you have to eat the amount that most people would eat to fill themselves up. Now, the big question is, when we say kumei suda, you give all down dates and wash through the center of a bokeh, does that mean that you have to eat that amount of possible bakistan, or you mitsarit the other food with it? Say for example, I'm in the camp. I'm in the camp. And I'm eating a nice dish. Chicken. Maybe some little fries, rice, and a drink. And then cake for desserts. So after I eat the cake, after I eat the cake, now I didn't eat gimel dal basin of cake, and I didn't eat suda zera moba of cake, but cake brought me over. In other words, after I finish the cake, I am full. So is that called the kovei suda pasavah b'kisvin or not? In other words, do you have to have the gimel dal basin dat of the pasavah b'kisvin, the suda zera moba dat of the pasavah b'kisvin, or is the shar macholim the tzai? So there's a famous Magen Avraham. What would you say Misvara? Forget the Magen Avraham. What would you say Misvara? What would you say Misvara? No? Time to?
Just the
Pasuk of the Kisvah.
Yeah. That's the rest of the meal. I mean, it's just the Pasuk of the Kisvah in that situation. It's just a minute part of the whole meal. So it's like a snack.
But you say when you say kovei suda pasavah b'kisvin, you have to eat gimel dal beis of the top pasavah b'kisvin, or you have to be full from the pasavah b'kisvin alone.
Yeah.
You feel?
Then we use the pasavah b'kisvin. Even if you have a small amount of pasavah, you make the most. If you have a small amount of pasavah b'kisvin, it doesn't even though it's bringing you the edge, it's not a significant amount of pasavah b'kisvin to be kovei suda.
Right, but and the fact you ate it with the other food?
It doesn't matter, because you're not being convinced.
So, there's a famous Magen Avraham. Famous Magen Avraham, Rabotai. Everyone has to know this Magen Avraham. Where page is it on? On 7? Page 7. Yep, it's on page 7. Sifkot Yud Gimel. Nira li, d'im hu kova sudos olav, afim pi sha'ochel imo bosar udvar macherim, ve'il ochel levado lo, yasa ve'em imenu, of yul ochel mevarach amotzi v'gimel brachas. Whereas he's saying, if you eat Pasa Baba Kisna with the meal, and the amount of Pasa Baba Kisna alone that you ate would not satiate you, but you ate it together with meat and fish, and now you're satiated. So that says the Magen Avraham. That's called Kovei Suda and Pasa Baba Kisnin. And therefore, you have to wash and bench. So that's what Rav Shechta pointed out to us from Rav Moshe. And from this time on, years ago, I stopped eating cake in the cafeteria for dessert. Because if you eat cake for the cafeteria for dessert, so then you have a suffix that maybe you have to make a mozi on the cake and wash and. But.
That means you eat cake first. You wash and eat cake first?
I don't eat the cake. I'm healthier for it. Even though it's not so pashut. First of all, there's only the sheet of the Magen Avraham. Even though the Magen Avraham is the big poskim. Some people hold like you. Some poskim hold like Chaim Dov Friedman that Kviyas Suda and Pasa Baba Kisna means you have to eat the shear, whatever the shear is. Either the grosh shear or the gimel dal beis shear, you have to have the whole shear of the pasuk of the kisvin. But the Magen Avraham says no, that the shah macholim are mitzurif.
So, wait a second, according to the Magen Avraham, you have to wash and then eat the cake first, and then you have to take a bite?
Right. According to that, what you would do is, you're eating a whole meal with chicken and rice and this, and cake, and you know at the end it's going to fill you up. So, what you would do is, wash the tilas yadayim, make hamotzi on the cake. Strange, right? And then don't make any brachas on anything else, and then bench at the end.
Now, yeah. So I only paskin like this for my own health. That this way, I avoid eating too much cake. Right? Because we'll see. First of all, this is assuming that the other things are Mitzuruf, which is the Magen Avraham, but not everyone. I didn't Xerox the other poskim, but there are other poskim that disagree. That's number one. And number two, we're going to see shortly that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach said that the Magen Avraham is only talking about when you're eating the crackers together with the cake and the fish. So then you can say you can call it a suga on the crackers, because you're full. But if you're eating as a separate thing, then that's not called being called a suga. Right. So one second. So Rav Moshe, in a couple of places, you know, this is a famous truva. We did this truva last year about Sheva Brachas. See, Rav Moshe Shita, I'll tell you, Rav Moshe Shita is that in America we don't eat so much bread, right? So therefore, the amount of cakes that you have to eat in a meal is the amount of bread. If you would be eating bread, how much bread did you eat? So that amount of bread, say you eat a slice. Even if you eat bread, in America, we don't eat so much bread. So you eat a slice. So if you eat that equivalent in cake, and then you eat the other things also, and then you're full, then you have to make a motzi. But if they have sufganiyot for dessert, then you don't have any problem. Right? Because sufganiyot are not going to be possible to kiss them. So even if you eat 1,000 sufganiyot, right, it's not going to be... So, let's look at Rav Moshe. Page 12. He discusses what if a person wants to leave a wedding early, right? So we discussed last year that Rav Moshe Sheet is, you have Kavanah Shalom with Starek, etc. So this person said, what if I don't wash? But I still want to eat the Viennese table, but then I want to leave. But if you can eat pasta baba kisnin, that's called kviya suda. Even though you didn't eat the bread, but you ate the cake, that's kavah suda. Sheish lo levar hamoksi. Ashi yochel mag mimenu. Vikar sviyav kviya salzel rak mishim hadogim vabosa. But still, kumfush came by Magen Avraham. So there are Moshe paskins like this Magen Avraham. And on page 13 as well, look at the second arrow, the second paragraph. Abal Kasher ben Medina Zu, the Brikas Hashem Yisbar, the Gvilim Lechol Harbeit Bar Besuda. In this Medina, you know, Rav Moshe was in Russia. You know, they didn't have so much. Rav David Feinstein recalls when he was a kid in Russia, he said, what was a fleishik meal? A fleishik meal means you took a piece of bread and you put some schmaltz on it, meat schmaltz, you know, liquid, gravy. That was a fleishik meal. A milchik meal meant you took a piece of bread and you put some milchik schmaltz on it, and that was a milchik meal. But in America, we have a different concept of what a fleishik meal is and what a milchik meal is. So that's what Moshe said. In Medina Zoo, we don't eat so much bread because we fill up on the other things. So therefore, the amount of intake of bread is much less. So therefore, the amount of intake of pasta baba kisnin to be considered a pavei suda is the same amount of bread that you would eat, so it's much less. Halal kasher b'medina zu, b'kikas Hashem b'shvar b'chim l'echol habay b'var b'sudo, not in meilu b'achilas lechem, I'm not going to promise you cut your game of cost of the Sunday in Alcal and Bosso and Zvar Machem, Shira Pash, Shoki the Bosso and Zvar Machem, Nimsa Shapin Zoom, who Shira Kotna Rosh, all pockets we give them face. We can start the Zari Bahasunum, Shane Rosh, and we call Yoga, but that will pass. Kadesh, the Lumi Sarah Pachako at Marko Suda, Mishil Zimon, Shalom and Shabbos Man Rav, Shalom Yoko Hamine cakes. Don't eat the Mine cakes. Cook you good, cook some cakes. Don't eat the cakes. Don't eat those cakes.
So this is a chumra.
No, pizza is a separate issue. He's talking about cake, which is vade kasa babakistan. Then he's just discussing how much cake. So the machlok is gimel dal beisim. There are most questions like the mother and the crumb that the shire also women start. But that doesn't mean if you eat a crumb. Say you eat a whole meal and then you eat a crumb of cake. That doesn't count. You have to eat at least the amount of cake that if you had bread, that would be the amount of bread you normally would eat. So if you eat the equivalent of cake, and then he ate the whole meal, and as a result, after he closed up all, you'll know, that's called Kriya Suda.
That's
where Moshe holds. And then if you take a look in the Shmir Shabbos on page 14, where Shlomo Zalman, so Rav Moshe is saying a couple of chidushim. Rav Moshe holds that the other things are mitzvah lo matan bagel avram, and even if you're not eating it, but this I confirmed from that was Feinstein that spoke to him about it once. The Rav Moshe sheet, and that's Rav Shapta quotes Rav Moshe. And even if you're not eating it with the meal, you're not eating the cake with the meal. The cake is coming later. It's not like having crackers with the dip and the chopped liver. That's not the case.
With Rav Shlomo Zalman says, and according to Shlomo Zalman, Shemati Negor and Shlomo Zalman Orbach, after Gamma Mishnamunas, Kam Rakash Shahabosar Adogim Necholim Yachanim Mamazonis. That the din, that the other things are mitzvah, is only if you're eating it together with the mazonis. If you're eating the mazonis later, then not. Yeah, that's a whole different issue.
Whether you make a bracha on the. Maybe we should have a separate shear on that. For the, yeah. Who's that? Pam Rosh, yeah. Which cake? Kopish. That's what they have in the camps on Shabbos morning. Yeah, I don't know why they serve that on the camps on Shabbos morning. I never liked it, but that is good. I don't know. All camps. From time immemorial, they're serving this. not such a thing. Okay. So what do we? So let's chazer over what we discussed today. Yeah. So I'll tell you. So pizza. Look, I would say if you have one slice of pizza, if you can avoid it and have two slices, then and two slices with fries maybe and little drinks, and then for sure you're full. Then there's no shaila that you should make hamotzi. No shiloh, but if you have one slice, so I think there's then you know there's room to make a mozi also there. But if you can avoid it,
and the cake afterwards.
The cake afterwards, I just do as a chumra. Whereas this way, it keeps me from eating less cake. Yeah. Deli roll? There was a wrapped up. So what is it? It's like a, and it's baked together with the. So it's normally eaten as a meal. Is it fried?
No.
And it's normally saying it's normally eaten as what?
It's really not a side dish.
As a side dish.
I mean like a part of
the shop. It's an appetizer. So it's normally. So then you have the so then it's a snack. Is it snack? What? So it's not like calzone or pizza. No. So it's more like cookies. Yeah. So then you have to only eat if you make them as donuts and I won't make it. Unless you eat a whole, so you're full with it. Or you eat it as part of a meal. So then you can be, that's full. So then you have a shiloh to be a suda. then maybe you should have past gomer and be part of the whole. Yeah.
Do you ever have conventional pancakes?
So pancakes, what are pancakes? They're baked? Fried. So when you're fried, they're not baked. So then you can eat as many as you want. If it's a, right. Just like you can have a thousand pieces of meat and you won't have the bench. Okay, so let's just review what we discussed today. The both said we said, John?
Yeah, what about wraps?
Wraps. Yeah, no, is that, what? So what is it? It's a meal. You said it's a meal? Is it eaten as a meal? The wrap is regular bread. It wasn't baked with the tuna. We'll put it baked in later, so it's definitely a multi. Okay, but let's say, one second. Let's just cause it. We discussed that 2 days of Shulchan Aruch, what makes something pass for a multi lachim and aruch. Is it afia or is it the b'lila ova? Right? One opinion says you need afia, one opinion says you need b'lila ova even if you didn't have afia. And we assume normally mikra din afia. So we say, but it has to have tzuras hapas, it can't be stringy. So in order to be lechem, you need that it's afia and tzuras hapas, it's not like lokshim. Then once you make the first cut, then it's already pas. So then you have to see whether something's pas gomor or pas avom kisvin. Pas gomor, the din is you make a mot even a little bit. Pas avom kisvin, you have to be komei tzuras. So we had three sheet as well. What's possible with kismet? Either it's like Rashi, that's regular dough, and you add something to it. Or shita is haranlam, that you add something to the dough, so the dough is a different type of dough. Or shita rapaidom, that kachim evasion, like the matzahs is. And then we said that even though there have these three shitas, the way that the Beis Yosef and the Nesivas and the Meisim Nisim and Rosh Shlomo Zalman Paschas like the Meisim Nisim, is that only if as a result of these changes you eat it as a snack and not as a meal. If you eat it as a snack and not as a meal, as a result of these changes, then it's possible to kiss it if you eat a little mazonis and if you eat a lot of mosin. But if as a result of the change you still eat it as a meal, like the egg collar, like the matzah, so then even though it has the physical changes, it doesn't have the status of possible kisna, the status of pas gomor. So that's why on the egg, I mean, there are people that are makri to get the water collars, but most people are not makri to get the water collars. And then the question is pizza. What's the story of pizza? Is pizza normally eaten as a meal, so that even though it has the physical status of the Rashi Shita of Pas Avom Kisna, it's still not considered Pas Avom Kisna, it would be considered Pas Gomer, and even if you eat a little bit, you would, even if one slice, you'd make Hamotzi and Birchas Hamotzi. And so then we discussed what is the Asuda, the two Shitas, either Gimel or Dalet Beisim, that's one Shita, and which is like three or four rye breads, middle rye breads, and then we saw that the Vilna Gaon from the Shibolei Alekim told the Chayyadim that that's wrong, it has to be Suda Zereb Avoker, it has to be the amount that you totally full. And then we discussed, does that mean from the Pasa Baba Kisne alone, you mitzarev the other things, and we saw the Mogen Avraham says that you mitzarev the other things. Mitzarev the other things as well. And then we discussed that Ramosha Shita is like the Mogen Avraham, and Ramosha Shita is that you eat the amount of Pasa Baba Kisne that you normally eat bread, and the meal that they're not eating bread, and now after wake pause, they'll be full. And even if you don't eat it together with the chicken and the rice, you have a mother and a small mazal, and said it's only eating together with the bread and the chicken and the fish and the rice. And okay, Rabbi Rosai, you should digest what we did today. Okay, if you have any questions. So Be'ez Hashem, the plan of action, Bli Neder, is that every Sunday
we should do a different topic like we did today. And hopefully it'll be exciting. You can tell people you know who are available to come to yeshiva on Sundays are all welcome to come. And,